Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hey, y'all. This is comedian Julie Scoggins, and I want to congratulate the boys on being inducted into the North Carolina Broadcasting Hall of Fame. If anybody deserves it, it's these guys.
Hi, John Boy and Billy. This is your redneck buddy, Charlie Daniels. I am so proud and so pleased for you guys and feel you deserve the honor of being in the North Carolina National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I am happy for you. I'm not even going to tell a joke this morning. God bless you both. Congratulations.
Nature Boy, I love you, man. Woo!
From my vacation.
It's a streak.
Yeah, man, it's a Wednesday morning.
I always turn my phone off on the last day of vacation.
Is that right?
I do. So that way, if somebody had to leave a voicemail, it would go like,
I'm at the beach and he's not having deal with it.
So,
what kind of people do you know?
But in all honesty, I think our John Boy is actually grown up. He hasn't done that in many moons.
Yeah, well, don't get comfortable. We still got our next summer vacation we'll work on here in a little bit. But
John, see, that's his thing. He under promises and over delivers.
You know, yeah, that's it. All right. Well, good. It's National Donald Duck Day. All right. Duck with no britches talks through his nose.
Yep.
This was this day in 1934. It says he was a bit player in the Walt Disney cartoon, The Little Wise Hen.
Hmm.
So he also turned some heads on his...
That's where all his anger comes from. He never got over it. Yeah.
Was it Donald Duck that was banned in Finland because originally he didn't wear pants or something like that?
Yeah, it seems like it. Yeah. I don't think they ever put any britches on him.
Yeah.
No. Has a little blue sailor top, didn't
it? Right. Oh, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, all right. National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. Okay. All right.
Don't know what a rhubarb
is. Rhubarb is technically a vegetable, but is legally considered a fruit. I don't know. So must have went to court.
Well,
so we got that straightened out.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
And it's National Earl Day, dedicated to those with particular qualification and a genuine capacity for achievement. How many earls you know that you can say that about? Well, Randy's daddy was named Earl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the reason we called him that, I mean, well, of course it was his name, but he had a toolbox that had two tools in it, a hammer and a screwdriver, flathead. And anytime something would go wrong, you know, even if it was, you know, a squeaky pulley under the hood of a car, he'd grab those two tools and go at it.
Don't worry about it. I got it.
And my brother and I would stand back and go, don't do that, Earl, because, you know, something bad was going to happen.
And Earl's going to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, all right. All right. Well, you know somebody named Earl. Tell them it's their day. All right. And we got three dates in history saved up. We'll get a first prize pack out and get the winning beginning before you know it here. Wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize package we play for today, a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance products available at your local Napa Auto Parts store. If you go to BigShow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, you get 20% off all appearance, maintenance, and performance products when you enter code JBB at checkout. Get you set up to win it right here, our three dates in history, where we'll get our categories. It was 1994. On this date, North Yorkshire, England, car thieves stole British Home Secretary Michael Howard's bulletproof car while he was attending a meeting of police chiefs. The car was found later, minus all four wheels.
So it was bulletproof, but easy to steal.
I like it. On this day, no three, hundreds of tons of human waste leaked from containers, sparking a health concern at a fertilizer plant in Trosa, Sweden. Funny thing here is that Trosa is also a Swedish word for women's panties.
Okay.
So newspapers gleefully ran headlines that read, officials concerned over waste leaking from women's panties.
Who can't have a sense of humor?
It was funny if you say it like a Swede. And finally, it was on this date in 2013. Nude bicyclists rode through the streets of Mexico City to mark the World Naked Bike Ride. The ride was organized to raise awareness about cycling as exercise and a way to decrease the use of fossil fuels.
That doesn't sound like what it raised, the awareness of.
It's also seen as a way to emphasize the importance of drivers being careful and mindful around cyclists. Well, if you put them on there naked, that ain't going to help.
All that's going to do is make people stare and point.
Right.
Oh, they tried it out over there. All right. Well, there's our three categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line across America. We play Outburst next. This is a Big Show on the Radio, Wednesday morning, June the 9th. Check out the video today, and you make your daily visit to thebigshow.com. Fun for the whole family. And right now, get our hump day winning again.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
And say hey to Jack from Lexington, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Good for you.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Hello, buddy. Welcome in here. Let's get you a prize pack going here, Jack. You waking up?
Oh, I'm trying.
All right, well, let's see what you got, buddy. This ain't going to be hard. In 5 seconds, we need three things that have wheels. Ready? Go.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles.
All right, there you go. That was an easy one now. Three things can be used as fertilizer. Ready, go.
Poop, compost, Miracle-Gro.
Wow, right, there you go. All right, and for the win, three places you can ride a bike. Ready, go.
Greenway, gym, and to work.
All right, then. Bike around the gym. That was fun.
No, that was good.
Jack, you got the Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit. Cleaning was a word right there. Yeah. And the John Boy and Billy Bucket head down to Lexington for you.
Well, that'd be great.
All right, buddy. Hang on with Jackie.
Okay, I will do. Thanks a lot.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side. Do our little Dick Vitale birthday celebration. And there's a Big Show drive-in theater in less than 20 minutes. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Wednesday, June 9th. Having a birthday today, you're sharing one with sportscaster Dick Vitale. Dick is 82 years old today.
Cupcake City, baby!
Hey, Might as well be talking to the Pac-Man a little later this morning. Missed him yesterday. We eased him back in this job after our vacation. Everything all right?
This is the big one, baby. This is for all the marbles. It's all or nothing here. We're talking.
And I hope Dick Vitale will be still calling when we roll around to March Madness last year. Of course, he has wonderful catchphrases.
Unbelievable, incredible, hold me down.
That's three of them right there. We figured we'd do our bonus top 10 list featuring Dick Vitale here today on his birthday. All right, do it, Billy.
Well, in honor of March Madness, here they are, Dick Vitale's top 10 rejected March Madness catchphrases. Right. You know, slam, jam, bam, that just fall off.
Yeah,
know.
I got it.
Takes a lot of prep, and some of them don't make the cut. Here are 10 of them. Number 10. This team is hungry. They're Kirstie Alley coming off a month in Bangladesh, baby. Number 9. Will pierce my ears and call me that gay kid that won American Idol a couple of years ago. Number 8. They're eating these guys for lunch. It's the all Jeffrey Dahmer team. Number 7. That was a cheap shot. What an NCAA hole. Number 6. This team's got more stiff white guys than a Downton Abbey marathon. I tell you that right now. Number 5. He's all alone out there. He's like the Menendez brothers on Parents Night. Number 4. Ouch. He got hammered like Ned Beatty on a canoe trip. Number 3. I must say, this team has delivered quite an impressive performance this evening. Well done, gentlemen. Number 2. Can you believe the lead? They should put the Asian kid in. And the number 1 rejected Dickie V catchphrase, we have the meats.
Good Wednesday morning, June the 9th. The Big Show's on the radio. Yeah, see what's happening at the Big Show Drive-In Theater.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Fern here with a big, big announcement. The spring has sprung. The grass has riz. Do you know what time it is? You guessed it. Time for another exciting season of cinematic spectacle right here at the Big Show Drive-In Theater. It's opening weekend, and that can only mean one thing. It's family night. Sick of being cooped up in the house with the snot gobblers for the last year?
Yes.
Have they danced the hucklebuck on your last good nerve?
Yes.
Are you ready to take the gas pipe and end it all?
Yeah.
Well, what's a few more hours going to matter then? Pile the brats in the family truckster and make tracks to the Big Show Drive-In Theater this weekend. Our first feature is a world premiere. 6 songwriters, shipwrecked on a deserted island, driven crazy by hunger. When all seems lost, a crate washes ashore. A crate of peanut butter and jelly. Little do they know that it's contaminated with radioactivity, turning them all into raving maniacs. When they're finally rescued, they release the mother of all diabolical plots on the world. A song to drive the planet crazy.
Peanut butter jelly time!
See what I mean? It's Peanut Butter Jelly Time, the movie. And our second feature, Amity Island, the scene of one of the worst great white shark attacks in history. The seas have been quiet for decades. Until now. The great-great-grandson of the legendary Jaws has returned to the scene of the crime, determined to outshine his deadly ancestor. Are you ready for the horror of Baby Shark?
Mommy shark, mommy shark.
Daddy shark,
mommy shark.
taking a tiny little bite out of your summer. Both of our big box office blowouts bring a cast of thousands. Benjamin Bratt, Benjamin Button, Ben Affleck, has Ben Affleck, Eddie Murphy, Eddie Redmayne, Eddie Munster, Mr. Ed, Mrs. Ed, Mr. T, Ice-T, Sweet Pea, B. Arthur, C. Arthur, Arthur Godfrey, Godfrey Cambridge, Timothy Oliphant, Ollie Timophant, Sandra Bullock, Sandra Day O'Connor, Sin Bad, Sin Good, Sin Average, and that Nick Searcy impersonator who lets you punch him in the bunghole for an extra $5, which he spends on tweezers and extra small condoms.
Hello.
Get there early for a Three Stooges festival, and afterwards we'll have the second annual Mo Howard Memorial Eye Poke Competition, hosted by last year's winner, One-Eyed Willie Preston. And don't forget to come hungry. Visit our famous concession stand. We've got fried chicken, baked chicken, barbecue chicken, chicken salad, tuna surprise, tuna no surprise, sushi, sashimi, kimchi, kimhi, kimhishi, tacos, burritos, chicken toes, meatless burgers, veggieless salad, cookieless cookies, and a steaming rack of ribs direct from J. Dahmer Funeral Associates that may or may not come from that drifter who went missing near the overpass 2 weeks ago.
How much for an order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? Let me get one.
One order of ribs.
No, one rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry. You got change for 100?
How they last. It's opening weekend at the Big Show Drive-In Theater. Just take the Millsburg Expressway past the car-sized pothole in the exit lane. Take a hard right on Dustin Diamond Parkway. Turn right at the Krusty Nipple Gentleman's Club. At the third roadkill possum, hang a casual left down the gravel road. When you see Tater Moran airing out her sweater hogs, you've arrived. Get $5 off when you say the secret word.
Bugs stings you and you have a big what?
This is your old pal, Bert Fern, saying, I'll see you there.
It's a Big Show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good day. Your old pal, Steve here. No, not the former idiot intern, the crocodile stalker. And you're listening to my two favorite bonza mates, John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. I'll tell you, it's nice to be high and dry and safe and sound in this knacker studio. Hey, what's this wire for?
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Wednesday morning, June the 9th. Talking about Dick Vitale's having a birthday today. Who else on the celebrity birthday list? Actor Johnny Depp is 58 years old.
Beautiful, Lock City, baby. Nobody compares.
Yeah, all right. Actor Michael J. Fox is 60 years old today. You know, back in the Family Ties,
yep.
The first show said what was the head guy at NBC? Brandon was his name?
Brandon Tartikoff.
Tartikoff said he was the only one that he didn't like on that show, and he wanted to dump Michael J. Fox off of it, but it didn't happen and went on from there.
Yep. It was a good character, and good contrasting for the cast.
Yeah.
But, you know, network executives are known for making bad calls. The notes they gave Jerry Seinfeld after the pilot of Seinfeld, they're like, I don't like any of these people you've got around, Jerry. We need to get rid of all of these people. And Jerry says to this day, he said, can you imagine a better cast of people?
No.
And they wanted to get rid of everybody.
Wow.
Way it works out, huh? Yeah. That's something, man. Yeah, I don't know what's going on sometime. And comedian Jackie Mason is 90 years old today.
Hey, Ant.
Yeah, so he was a Hard Fark's voice. And he would be on Carson a lot, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Jackie Mason.
He was.
He's one of those funny. Mm-hmm. I can picture him right now.
I saw him. We were in New York City with the family one time, and he did a one-man show at this little theater on Broadway. And he just came out and basically just did an hour and a half stand-up all by himself. Hilarious.
Is that right?
He is one of the most naturally funny guys I've ever seen.
That's neat. Well, he's still kicking.
He's got the attitude.
You know, I love his voice. All right. And mainly, happy birthday to you and Donald Duck.
Better take a T.O., baby. There's nothing like it.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. We go, do we get a winner? And the winner gets a Red Max prize pack. It includes Red Max hat, T-shirt, and sunglasses. From trimmers to chainsaws to industry-leading backpack blowers, Red Max is a professional's choice for power. And I'll get that power in a Red Max Zero Turn Mower. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Red Max banner, or find a dealer at redmax.com and power up with Red Max. Hang on, we'll play for 10 minutes. Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran. Imagine a lot of stuff was happening when we were off on vacation.
You know,
huh?
She's been saving up. This is going to be the best episode ever. Hit me.
Hey guys, good to see you. So you know, the Friends reunion was a big thing on HBO Max, still pretty big over
see,
there.
She's and coming out of the gate strong.
See, Friends, everybody's all in the tabloids about this whole thing.
Right.
Well, People Magazine posted that you can cruise with Friends now. There's going to be a Friends cruise happening in May of 2022.
Could I be any less enthusiastic?
Come on. Dude, you set sail out of Fort Lauderdale on the Celebrity Equinox, huh? Right. From Fort Lauderdale, you go to Key West, Grand Cayman, Cozumel, Mexico. And they're going to have themed costume contests, trivia games, all this Friends trivia you can handle, fun activities.
So it's just all the Friends are going to be there. I mean, Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox.
Unlike some other celebrity and pop culture themed cruises, none of the cast is scheduled to be on this with you.
How you doing?
Oh, really?
Wow.
Just you and 500, well, it'll be you and 499
It's just you and your friends, not the friends.
Fans of Friends.
Maybe you were just
talking
assuming.
About Friends and wearing Friends clothes and just talking about the show and watching it. But they did kind of sweeten the deal. They're going to let you have unlimited Wi-Fi, which if you're taking a cruise, that's a big thing, get your Wi-Fi. Yeah. They're going to give you $150 shore excursion credit, so that might get you, you know, someone can snorkel when you go. Anybody? Okay.
I was wondering what big deal the cruises would do to get back, you know, people back on the boats.
Well, apparently this is not
COVID.
It.
Yeah.
No. We're going to have a Friends cruise with no friends.
Right, yeah.
This inclusive experience also comes with a premium beverage package.
Well, you'll need it.
Yeah.
Let's get this party started.
And they have unlimited Wi-Fi, so you can get your computer out and stream a better TV show while you're out. How about that?
So I wanted to come at you hot today.
Yeah,
all right, well, while you're, perched at Cozumel, maybe you're wanting to read a book on the beach. Well, Paris Hilton's got an autobiography you can buy.
She just upped the ante.
Wow.
That's not included in the package for the cruise, but you can get this yourself from wherever popular books are bought. It's a memoir, searingly honest and deeply personal. So if you want to get to know Paris more than you did on her reality shows,
How many of you do? Just a show of hands.
Does it have pictures? Yeah, I mean, I would thumb through and look at the pictures, I guess.
Yeah, I think you're remembering the 20-year ago Paris, but, you know.
Sure. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Well, the Friends aren't even giving out books, so, you know, she's up in the ante there.
Tom Cruise is in quarantine.
Uh-oh, is he got COVID?
He didn't have COVID. But some seven crew members showed up on the Mission Impossible, the Mission Impossible 7 set, and they had COVID.
Oh!
Didn't he go off on one of his movie crews when he was
months ago?
Because he was basically, saying, "Look, we're the only big movie shooting right now. A lot of jobs depend on this. Don't stand around each other. Wear your mask. You know, do all the
stuff."
And
that was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying a lot calmer than he did.
Yeah.
Well, I bet he ain't too happy about this. Huh?
Well, production's halted until June 14th.
Uh-huh.
And they think that the, I guess they were able to find the source, and it came from some background dancers who were hired for a nightclub scene, and they interacted with Tom throughout the shoot.
I bet.
And so now Tom has to hang out by himself for 10 days.
Uh-huh. What a gift.
Not happy! Hey, are you looking for some new singing talent? Everybody is.
Always.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard what's out there now, so yes.
If you're on YouTube, you can go check out John Hinckley Jr. He's out there singing now.
What? Is he out of prison?
Yes, he is. Yes.
Okay.
And he's trying to become a YouTube star. He's with the times.
Wow.
No, nobody? Mm-hmm. You might want to check it out. Go check it out. But yeah, he's been out since 2016. And he received the okay from the courts that he could do this.
I hope they let Jodie Foster know he's out too, by the way.
Man. Yeah.
His first post was a performance of an original song titled Majesty of Love. Hmm. And his most recent single is called Everything is Gonna Be All Right.
Oh,
and people seem to enjoy it, according
to. Is he going
to
be on the Friends cruise? Because that would make it better for me.
So yeah, so we got that. Wow. Let's see. Speaking of news, Lynyrd Skynyrd looks like they won't be doing their farewell from the road after all. So they were heading to the first part of last year with their tour before the pandemic struck, and it looks like now they've decided to add 13 shows for 2022.
Okay.
So yeah, so they're going to. They're still farewelling because of the pandemic.
All
so you can catch them.
All right.
Let me see. And I will end on a happy note. How about that?
Okay, that might work. Let's see.
Opie, 67-year-old director Ron Howard. He and his wife celebrated 46 years of marriage.
All right. I knew Opie would stick with it.
He said, I'm a lucky fella. So there you go.
Good. All right. Well, thank you very much. So we didn't miss that much over vacation.
There wasn't much.
Nope. Sounds like we didn't miss anything.
Welcome to my world.
All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out, according to a survey among American kids, the least favorite color for one of these is white.
One of the Temptations.
I'll tell you that.
Think about the kids, of course, crayons. I think that critical race theory is getting to them in schools now. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, we hate the white one. All right. Well, today's John Boy Jeopardy. Since 2001, this independent agency of the U.S. federal government has collected around 160 billion digital photographs. And none of them are of people.
Oh, my gosh. They've got the pictures off my iPhone. I've got nothing but screenshots and, like, pictures of my foot.
No.
I've never had so much trouble with a camera. It's weird.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Wednesday morning, it's a big show on the radio, Humping Through Hump Day. Our video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. Good luck figuring this one out.
I have no idea how he does this. He uses slow motion photography and actual real-time photography mixed together, and I don't know how he did it.
So don't try to figure it out. Just enjoy at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play...
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now he's back, tanned, rested, and ready. Okay, he's none of those things, but he is back. He's John Boy.
Yes, thank you. Let's say hey to Franklin out of Jackson, Georgia. Good morning, Franklin.
How you doing?
Hey, we all good. Franklin, you first up. Let's see what you got, buddy. All right. So since 2001, this independent agency of the U.S. federal government has collected around 160 billion digital photographs, and none of them are of people.
Hmm.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
How about the U.S. Post Office?
How about the U.S. Post Office? You talking about just one? Do we have a main one?
Or
just
okay.
I think I know what you mean. Is it the Postal Service? Yes, it is. I wasn't going to talk you out of that one.
What a lucky boy.
They got a photograph of every piece of domestic mail that is mailed in the United States. They take a picture of it.
Yeah. You can sign up for a service that's free. Go to the USPS, and they will send you a picture of your mail that's coming, so you know what's coming.
Right. Is there even envelopes and everything?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I have that service.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I signed up for that.
Really?
And it also helps you if it doesn't make to your house.
Right.
You're like,
if you're waiting for like a new credit card or something like that, you'll know if it doesn't show up.
Yeah. I was thinking that takes the fun out of going to the mailbox. That's the only surprise I got.
Did they have a picture of the postman holding it?
No, it's an old black and white picture, but it's pretty cool.
Learn something.
It'd be more fun if they personalize it a little bit.
Well, good work there, Franklin. Frank, you got your Red Max prize pack. Head down to Jackson.
All right, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Plus about 20 minutes away from our Rabbi Review. Yeah, right. Boyden didn't mean to.
Oh, no.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio with Hum and Do Your Hump Day, Wednesday, June 9th. Right, getting into summertime, see what's going on at JD's.
Howdy, friends. Well, it's pretty near the start of summer, and you know what that means. Getting outdoors and aggravating your uppity neighbors with a significantly less than sophisticated lifestyle. And JD's 24-hour drive-thru, Pentagon Auto Parts, Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet aims to please with items that's sure to make your summer more fun than throwing M80s at a picture of Nancy Pelosi.
The only mention of waterboarding at that briefing was that it was not being employed.
Yeah, Papaw's farts smell like roses, you liar.
That's right, neighbors, and introducing at every JD's location the recently add-on department just right for the significant female in your life by the name of Slut Up, You Old Lady. I wouldn't lie to you for a lifetime supply of homemade soup, beans, and cornbread. Our JD's professionally trained tattoo artist can accurately place offensive tattoos anywhere on her body, including those inexplainable tram stamps above her butt cheeks on her lower back, roses on her ankles, butterflies on her boobies, tongue piercings, or the classic pot leaf found on any extremity.
That's gonna look hot, baby.
Plus, our trailer trash designers are professionally trained by the former costume department for Britney Spears and Christine Alligator. We got tank tops, bikini tops, cut-off denim, strappy sandals, water bras, foundation, lip gloss, Skinner tickets, and offensive ball caps, cheap wigs, acne kits, grocery bags, and a wide array of business cards that refer her to a local dentist. And for a limited time only, get a free carton of full-flavor Tahoes with Ever Pedicure. 100s only, please. We got body lotion, camshafts, subwoofers, cell phones, handguns, tire irons, dirty books, fuel cleaners, Tylenol, gas grills, and more illegal copies of Sling Blade on DVD than my high school science teacher who's in jail for stalking Billy Bob Thornton since 1995.
Bible says two men ought not lay together.
Not funny, ha-ha, funny queer. And come on down this Saturday night at our Piney Flats, Tennessee location to see Justin Joyner, the mustard lover. Watch him drink 4 pints of mustard and relax with a dip of Skull, an energy drink, and drive the ladies wild with his extraordinary abilities of curing swine flu with the sweat from his armpits. He's revolutionary. So come on down to JD's 24-hour drive-thru, Pentagon Auto Parts, Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet. Come visit our new location in West Memphis, Arkansas, next to the I-40 drive-thru pain clinic and well-endowed Razorback Cheerleader Observatory. And you better get there now before President Obamer throws him on the bailout list. Do it today!
JD's, JD's, what a Southern boy needs.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio. Hump do you hump day, June the 9th. Well, it's keeping the cinema seats warm this summer, and here to tell us about Hollywood's latest offering is our resident film critic, Rabbi Myron Bergstein.
Shalom, homies.
What's happening, John Boyum and Billy Goyum?
You're good. Have a seat, Rabbi.
Hey, speaking of seats, what's this about keeping cinema seats warm? You been talking to my wife?
No. What do you mean?
Ah, she's been giving me grief about my gas again.
Wow.
Says every seat cushion in the house is 20 degrees above room temperature.
Yikes.
Ah, it's her fault the way she cooks. The way she cooks, I could gas up the Hindenburg. Who can't be topical? The upside is no one sits next to me at the movies.
So what did you wind up seeing?
Well, it's a funny story.
Well, we can't wait.
You're never going to hear it if you keep interrupting me.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You did it again? So I'm looking for something to see, and I see this movie, A Quiet Place 2. So I'm thinking, oh, this is nice. Sounds like a sweet romantical comedy. So I'm sitting there, and hey, it's Jim from The Office. And next thing you know, people are screaming. It's a monster movie. Who the hell gives a monster movie a sweet title like that? Hollywood is full of putzes.
How was it?
I couldn't tell you. I got up and invented another movie.
Wow, well, I hate you had to buy two tickets.
You're a regular Boy Scout, aren't you? I'm not buying another ticket. I hate having to pay for the first one. I went next door to the other theater.
Ah, so what was playing?
Well, I saw the title Crawler, and I figured, who the hell can mess up a movie about a donut?
Well, I think you're thinking about Cruella.
Yeah, Cruella in Human Punishment. It's the origin story of that hag in 101 Dalmatians. If I may, Disney, go back to making wholesome pictures for the whole family and knock it off with the weirdo stuff for the millennial ding-dongs. Only a sicko wants to see a story of some lunatic dame who wants to kill puppies to make a cult. Fa! Trash! I should have kept watching the monster movie.
Well, were the actors any good?
I guess. I just didn't like that bug-eyed girl in the lead. She's got nice jumblies, but that lisp. Oi! You talk to her and you feel like you're front row at a Gallagher show. Oh, you've seen her a million times. You know, what's her name? Emma Watson.
The Emma Stone.
Who?
The actress is Emma Stone.
I thought that was that trashy blonde who played the tramp in Weird the Millers movie.
That's Emma Roberts.
I thought that was the English broad married to the Shakespeare actor sissy.
That's Emma Thompson.
I thought that was the baby Spice from the Spice Chicks.
That's Emma Bunton.
I thought that was the white rat guy with the lousy barber.
That's Eminem.
I thought that was the busty girl from the Gentleman's Club.
That's Emma Sumbiggins.
So who the hell am I thinking of?
Emma Stone.
Did you see the way she kissed her brother in that movie? It was kind of hot.
What did you think?
I think nobody's that good an actor. She's a weirdo.
No, the movie.
Ah, well, I give it 2 yarmulkes, mostly because the popcorn was fresh. Make up your own mind. What do I care? Dough, goat, run up an alley and holler fish. It's up to you. And remember, if you do go, see a matinee. It's cheaper.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio.
Well, well, well. You've obviously got nothing better to do, or maybe you're just not smart enough to change the dials. Whatever the reason, you're listening to John Boy and Billy on The Big Show. Aren't they wonderful?
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. How do your hump day?
June 9th.
I'm just perusing. Never heard of this. This record maybe is still a record, but it was on this date in 1944. A record litter of puppies was born to Lena, a foxhound in Ambler, Pennsylvania. She had 23 puppies.
Wow.
Billers, I want to ask you, have you ever, what's the most you've been around dogs all your life? Bubba's Wild.
8 or 9? I mean, that's
23.
She must have been a tramp.
Wow. No, I've got a winner above it, 24.
24 yep. Bubba's is a new record. Yep. When did that happen?
This was Neapolitan Mastiff named Tia in 2004.
Oh, Mastiff is a big dog. I don't know how big the puppies are. But
it's like a clown car. They just keep coming out.
Yeah.
So, 1944. So, Emma's 23 puppies. No, Lena was her name. Yeah, Emma some biggins. I was still thinking about her. Right. And the rabbi going out. Yeah, all right.
It is hard to get that out of your mind.
So mainly happy puppies. I can't get it out.
I know.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win is the current events quiz. Take C. Get a hat, T-shirt, tumbler, and $25 gas card from Law Tigers. Law Tigers, motorcycle lawyers who ride representing injured riders for over 2 decades. With Law Tigers, you never ride alone. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Law Tigers banner. See all the cool stuff they're giving away at Sturgis this year. All right, hang on. We'll play for it in minutes. But first, and it is time for Oliver.
Well, well, well. It certainly has been a hot one this summer. And that heat index kicks it up a notch to just the other side of unbearable. Hot, sticky, and uncomfortable. Which are the three words that accurately describe my summer vacation with my wife's family.
Oh, boy.
Let me preach on it.
Go do it, man.
We've done the beach. We've done the mountains. What next, I thought? My suggestion of just staying home and relaxing in the cool, cool air conditioning was met with derisive laughter between big bites of cheesecake.
Oh.
So you're asking, what destination did they choose? What location did they select for my yearly abject public humiliation? Well, in this heat wave, they chose the only spot that made any sense. Las Vegas.
Oh.
That's right. The desert. Perhaps they misread the travel brochure and thought it said dessert. But regardless, we were off to the gambling capital of the world, where the experts immediately began laying odds on my survival. After buying enough airline tickets to accommodate all that ass, I realized too late. It would have been cheaper to charter a military transport. And big gals wear big clothes, so each of them had several suitcases. How many? Let's just say that with those outrageous baggage fees, the airlines hit the jackpot without ever having to go to the casino. And the flight? Well, they all wanted to sit together, of course, in the back of the plane, but the pilot said we'd never get off the ground without a little redistribution of weight. So a few unlucky human passengers wound up sitting next to the livestock ladies, which wouldn't have been so bad had they stayed in their seats. But when you're that big, you don't have much room for your bladder, so they were up and down all the time. Not good news for people sitting on the aisle. Imagine looking up and seeing a mountain of flesh waddling your way, helplessly unable to avoid being sideswiped by layer after layer of sweaty, rippling, pulsating pulchritude, like getting slapped in the face with a sack of warm, pimply latex.
Oh, goodness.
And the story doesn't end there. Have you ever been in an airplane bathroom? It's basically an outhouse 30,000 feet in the air. And not exactly what one would call roomy. A normal-sized person has a hard enough time using them, let alone the road company of the Shamu show. Now, I'm not a math whiz, but if you need to sit in two seats to fly, then logic goes that you're going to need two seats, well, elsewhere. Never mind those mind-blowing logistical problems. To use it, you got to be able to get in it. Usually a little running start gets the job done. You hear a little cursing, a little wheezing, but they manage to get in. Getting in is one thing, but getting out? I'm sure there are some of you out there listening who have legitimately dangerous jobs. Fire, police, military. But you have never known true terror until you've heard that familiar voice coming from inside the laboratory demanding a little help. So I get up and pop open the door. Have you ever put a ball of dough in a bowl to rise? And when you uncover it, the dough is expanded to twice its normal size? Now imagine that with a blonde Dutch boy wig and granny glasses. Wow. If that stewardess hadn't had a can of Pam, I might still be there. Once in Las Vegas, I thought there might be some opportunity for a moment of peace. There was not. I'm not sure how many buffets there are in Sin City, but I'm certain we saw every single one of them. The full-figure gals on their rascals cruising the trough, loading up on plate after plate like Lewis and Clark, topping off provisions on their canoes. And to wash it all down, of course, a diet soda to cancel it all out. Oh, they ventured outside on occasion, usually dusting themselves with a healthy coating of Gold Bond powder. Now, Gold Bond is a wonderful product, but I'm not certain it was ever meant for use on circus animals. Moments after exposing themselves to the arid climate, they produced gallons and gallons of menthol-scented gravy. Bon appetit. We even saw a show. Wayne Newton. They really enjoyed it. Maybe too much. All I can say is, I'm sorry, Mr. Newton, and I hope you'll be all right. At his age, it can't be good to be hit with a pair of panties that big. They were going to gamble, but an unfortunate circumstance prevented that. I just wished someone had told them what the craps table was really for. We won't be allowed back in the Luxor for many, many years. How was the trip back? Pretty much as the trip out. Except this time, they got the in-flight movie. A comedy. All of them laughing and jostling around created a sort of man-made turbulence. Seems somehow fitting our plane was made by Boeing. So the next time one of your larger family members wants to haul you across the country to Las Vegas, just remember what I learned the hard way. It's not the heat. It's the stupidity. Oh. Boeing. Boeing.
Oh, right there, yeah. That's summertime. Yeah. Ready to go. All right, then, let's play the current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
A look at the heaviest U.S. states.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Take See You Win. We play next. Good Wednesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. Good luck figuring this one out. Check it out to BigShow.com. Make your daily visit. And right now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee.
Yay. Let's head to Judson from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Good morning, Judson.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning, buddy. All right, Judson, relax, listen to Bidley, and win.
Well, a report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control takes a look at the most and least overweight states in America. Hawaii is apparently the least tubby state, with less than 20% of the population considered overweight. Health-conscious states like California fall between 25 and 30% overweight. Meanwhile, here's the ones you want to know about. Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas are the heaviest states in America, with over 35% of the population meeting the medical definition of obese. Some experts think it's time for the federal government to do something to lower the obesity numbers, and they say the most effective thing Washington could do is A, public service campaign to encourage people to eat smarter, B, free fitness programs at local public rec centers, or C, build a wall around Olive Garden and make unlimited breadsticks pay for it.
What you got, Johnson?
I believe I might have to take C.
Yes. Yeah, but you know, I don't pay attention to that government obesity deal anyway. They're way too strict.
Let me tell you something. Weight Watchers is a great place to pick up big girls.
All right, we're learning stuff here.
I'm just proud Mississippi can be in the top five.
Well, there you go.
All right, we're down there. Justin, you got the Law Tigers prize package. Head down to Ocean Springs for you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you all. All
bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side, our time capsule for this June the 9th. Got a buried around 40 years worth. Dig up a funny one there, Andy.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Do you know what a TED Talk is?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Do you know TED what a TED is?
No.
You know what talking is?
Yes.
Okay.
A TED Talk
All right,
is,
we're off to a good start.
A TED Talk is 8 to 10, maybe 12 minutes of a topic that enlightens you, teaches you something, or brings you up to date on some new technology. TED stands for technology, entertainment, and
divisiveness.
Design.
Design.
Design. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, so it really, it covers everything in the world. You know, those three, you fit just about anything under one of those headings.
Can we back up just for a second? Divisiveness? Really? That's the first thing that came to
mind? That's the way my smartphone's been going so far.
Okay.
So I heard a TED Talk the other day, and it made me curious. I want to call this thing something like, you know, Today I Learned.
Okay.
You know, because today I learned, and you're going to love this, today I learned John Boy was right.
Oh. All right, now, let's hear about that.
Read the headline that you see at the top of this.
Why last-second lane mergers are good for traffic.
Aha!
Thank you. I've been preaching that for years,
we
man.
We have fought about this, you know, because I'm polite. You know, I just can't. I feel like I'm breaking the rules if I'm zipping by everybody. But as it turns out, they've done a lot of really high-level studies.
There you go. See, we've been talking about this for years.
Yeah,
and Johnny and I are totally on the same page with this, and I'm like, I'm surprised, but you're right.
Why do you say it's like a lane ends at a mile, and everybody gets over to the left-hand lane, and you just wait in line. The lane's open. You don't have to merge. I use it.
It's an impulse for a lot of drivers that when it says lane ends ahead, even if it's a mile down the road, and often is, they'll get over way early, leaving an entire empty lane.
Absolutely.
Right. So
just
lanes,
chokes it down in one spot. You're supposed to use what they call a zipper move.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's what I was going to tell you. They've actually given it a name. It's called the zipper move or zipper lanes.
Where you go to the end of the lane and then you just do one at a time, bop.
Yes, exactly. But not. Don't go to the very end.
Go as far as you can go, but don't maintain your speed. Down there and blow your horn.
What you want to do is maintain your speed as you're seeing the end come, and then over your shoulder you look for a place to just kind of like a zipper tooth.
Absolutely.
Get in over. Yeah. And it actually does help cut down on congestion.
I've even argued with troopers about this.
Yep.
I mean, people are on either one side or the other.
And a lot of people will try to block you from doing a merge.
Oh, yeah. I hate that. And it's one thing to choose to get over and not be a zipper. That's one thing. Mm. But to become the vigilante of the highway.
The traffic. You're not a traffic cop. The traffic cop is the traffic cop.
Even me. I mean, I'm already over. I'm behind you, and I'm watching you get over and block the lane. I want to get out and hit pitcher. Because you know, that's get out of the way. Let them do what they're going to do. Right. Do what you're going to do.
Zipper blockers.
Yes. Right.
Don't be a zipper blocker.
So you would think that first of all, that what can we learn from that open lane? This was part of that talk. Uh-huh. So that open lane tells you that more lanes should make traffic flow faster, right? Nope. More lanes, more traffic.
Huh.
This is how it works because you make the route look more attainable. It looks more efficient to other drivers. So they add in, and then you're back to a traffic jam again. So if you keep adding lanes, they even showed one highway in I believe it's in Texas has 18 lanes, nine lanes in each direction, and it's still a traffic jam, slammed shut everywhere on it. Some things that you might consider, you would have never thought of this, intersections with traffic signals, we encounter them all the time. And I mean, how many times you sat at a light going, please change, the more efficient way to do an intersection is with a roundabout.
Circle.
They are putting those in everywhere now.
Yep. They've done a ton of, high-level research, just like the zipper lane thing, that the roundabouts not only make the intersection safer because people tend to travel through them more safely, but it makes traffic more efficient. You'll go through that intersection much, much faster.
They're putting in like two on the routes out closer to the farm, man.
Yep. And another thing that causes a lot of problems for traffic is driving under the speed limit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Yeah, I know we have what do they call it, inner outer loop that's basically just gotten opened up in our neck of the woods, and we get to drive that way, from work to home every day. And it kills me that from the mall, you'll know what I'm talking about, guys, drive it from Carolina Mall all the way up to Ray Road. For some reason, everybody slows down. The speed limit is 70, but for some reason, you'll end up going 50 or 45 miles an hour there for no reason. Going the speed limit, if you don't go the speed limit, even if you're in the right-hand lane and you're going 45 and a 70, which I'm telling you happens and so that forces the guy behind you to get over and over, and now you, the slow driver, are occupying lanes that are intended for more cars. So, makes sense.
All right. So go to speed limit. Don't drive slower than the speed limit. And use the lane when you can and make a zipper move.
And stop ruining my life.
I've got one, too. If you want to be able to make every single green light between where you are and where you're going, there's an easy way to do that. Get a text message you need to respond to right away. Bam! It's a straight shot.
Oh, look, man, throw some safety hints. Don't text and drive.
Good
stuff, Randy. I knew I was right all these years.
John Boy and Billy.
Don't
drive.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Wednesday morning, June the 9th. Right, action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Dinosaur Tour. As our story opens, Dick Campbell and his 6-year-old son Tanner are waiting for a private guided tour of the dinosaur exhibit at the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago.
Hey, morning, folks. Are you the Campbells?
We are.
Stan Brannigan. I'm the chief of security here at the museum.
Well, Stan, we've been waiting for our private guide for 45 minutes. Where is she?
Yeah, well, I just got off the phone with her. She had a little bit of a traffic accident.
Oh.
She's okay, but she's not going to make it to work today.
So who's going to do our tour?
Well, all the other private guides are booked. Looks like we're going to have to reschedule you guys for tomorrow.
Oh, no. Can't do it tomorrow. We're from out of town, and we're flying home today at 4:30.
Diddy, when are we going to see the dinosaurs?
I don't know, son. Calm down. Let's ask Stan. Maybe he knows. Stan, when are we going to see the dinosaurs?
I told you this would work out. Well, sir, I reckon I could give you the tour.
Have you ever done a tour?
Well, no, but, I stand at the desk all day. As the tours go by, I could probably wing it.
Wing it.
Daddy, my feet hurt, and I'm tired, and I'm hungry. I want to see the dinosaurs, Daddy.
Okay, Stan, let's do it.
Talk about winging it. You got it there, Chief. Morning there, sport. What's your name?
Tanner.
Hi, Tanner. I'm Stan. You're a big kid, aren't you? So tell me, Tanner, do you like the dinosaurs?
I sure do.
Then, boy, did you come to the right place. We got a real beauty over here, the star of the whole exhibit. She's what we call a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Her name is Susie. 40 feet long, 13 feet tall at the hip.
Wow, she's mighty big for a girl dinosaur.
You calling something else mighty big is kind of the height of irony. Yep, and she weighed over 18,000 pounds. You know, I hear the carbohydrates first appeared in the late Cretaceous period.
But how old is she?
She is 75 million 4 years and 6 months old.
Wow.
Wait. How old?
75 million 4 years and 6 months.
You wouldn't be making up any of these numbers, would you, Stan?
Oh, no, sir.
Well, that's a mighty precise age you just came up with. How do you know this dinosaur is exactly that old?
Well, she was 75 million years old when I started working here, and that was 4.5 years ago.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Tanner, would you like a sticker?
I'm hungry.
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old cryptozoologist say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Somebody get this kid a corn dog.
It's a big show on the radio. I can't barely read this.
All right, sir, I'll read it. Good morning. This is Nigel Cadbury, Master Boy's faithful gentleman's gentleman. And you're listening to Master Boy and young Sir William on The Big Show. It's my responsibility to make sure that Master Boy gets up and gets to work on time, so when he's late, it's my fault. So, sir, I feel so used.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Wednesday morning. Yeah, we are celebrating 40 years of the big show this year. About that, we got a special limited edition big show t-shirts off the shelf. Get you duh, huh? Love you, mean it. And hey, big man, let me hold a dollar. Oh, did you put the picture of Steph? We sent him a, you know, he always loved that line growing. We're talking about Steph Curry when he grew up around us. Loved right. the playhouse. He loved Dub saying, "Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar." That's all he wanted to say to me when we talked to him on the phone. So we sent him one of those t-shirts. He sent a picture back of him with it. Gonna put that on the website. Let people see that. You're not gonna do that?
No, because I'm afraid his agent will see it, and then we'll get a bill.
Better not. No, that's what I asked Jack. I said, "I hope we charge him for that. He don't need a free t-shirt."
See, this is why the deal-making process is so complicated.
Yes, it is. Anyway, y'all check it out at thebigshow.com. Get you a t-shirt.
And if you run into Johnny, ask him. He'll show it to you on his phone.
We'll give you a little behind-the-scenes stuff, because I see it was on this date in 1958 that Sheb Woolley's Purple People Eater hit number one in the United States and stayed there for 6 weeks.
Wow.
Because whenever someone would do something on the radio that'd fall flat over the years, I always go something like, "Here's Sheb Woolley." That was a big out. I know, Randy, we were texting back and forth or something, and you made a
Yeah. Johnny kind of diverted off of the normal text and got all sentimental.
Odd.
You know, he sent me a note. Can you believe we've been together for 40 years? How about that? And I gave him a smart ass answer. He didn't like it. Oh, I was trying to be nice, he said. So,
well, forget the picture of Steph. That's the thing I want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I sent him a text back. It said, "Here's Sheb Woolley." It was a link to the Wikipedia.
Yeah. So, yeah. One time I was trying to be nice. I was going to ask you to do something for me.
I knew it. That's why I never take the bait.
That's it. Right.
If you make that bobber bob.
He was waiting for you to say, I'd do anything for you.
Yeah.
Right. He didn't take the bait, did
he? Nope. Don't rub the lamp if you don't want the genie to come out.
All right, so here's Sheb Woolley.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. It's the latest innovation for the corner of cucumber and vine. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Mount Olive Pickles banner. Make a great product since 1926. Let's catch up with our old buddy Mark Packer. Yes, his sports with a Pac-Man. Got up with you in a couple of weeks. Good morning, Pack. Everything all right, buddy?
Good morning, John Boy, Billy. Missed you guys the last couple of weeks, so hope you enjoyed a little downtime.
Yeah, man, hope you did, too. You had your vacation. We had ours, but now we're ready to blast through the summer, ain't we?
Well, you know, if you want to keep vacationing, that'd be fine with me. I wouldn't mind putting my feet up for a couple more weeks and to get back at it, but nevertheless, they are going to force us to work. So let me get you up to speed. Since the last time you and I have a little conversation, we've had some changes. How about the announcement last week that Mike Krzyzewski is going to retire at the end of the 21-22 college basketball season? Now, Johnny, this is a true end of an era. I mean, we saw it with Roy Williams a couple months ago, and now Mike Krzyzewski. And goodness gracious, I mean, for all of us that are old enough, we remember when he rolled into town in 1980 and nobody could pronounce his last name in the first 3 years. He couldn't beat anybody, and people are like, what in the world? How's this guy going to beat Dean Smith and Terry Holland and Lefty Driesell and Bobby Crimmins and Jim Valvano? And you know what? Old Tom Butters, who hired him, the athletic director, he was patient. So now this guy knows what he's doing, and you know what? He was right. And we have watched truly one of the most remarkable careers in as far as a coach in any sport. And we'll get a chance to watch his greatness for one more year until he decides to call it quits. He'll turn 75 next February.
Wow.
But, man alive, what a run Mike Krzyzewski's had at Duke.
That's it, man. It came tough. Well, remember when we had him in the studio a few years ago, and he said, wow, I can't believe it. I said, what, you on the John Boy Miller Show? He said, no, that y'all are wearing shoes. That is a good sense of humor. I like it.
You know, he's got an underrated sense of humor for folks that do know him. I mean, he comes across as, you know, with the snarl and what a great coach he's been. But when you get a chance to know him, he really does have a great sense of humor. But I tell you one thing, can you imagine how hard that last ticket's going to be when Hubert Davis runs the Tar Heels in there to Cameron Indoor? That's his first time as a head coach, and it's Coach K's last game at Cameron Indoor at the end of regular season. Man. Can you imagine how difficult that ticket's going to be? That might be the hardest ticket in all of sport upcoming year. Seriously. That's not a really big place there at Cameron Indoor, but everybody who's anybody will want to be in that joint that night when Coach K walks on that floor for the last time. Unbelievable. Boy,
that's the truth. I'm glad you thought about that early. Give you time to work on that for us.
That won't be a problem. I tell you what, as a Clemson alum, I'll tell you, I'll be broke by the time this Georgia-Clemson football game comes rolling in. I got Georgia buddies and Clemson buddies going, hey, Pac, all it needs two. Yeah, me too. I mean, that is going to be the craziest thing going, and it's going to be packed and crazy to start the college football season. And speaking of great coaches in college football, Nick Saban got a contract extension, so he'll be terrorizing everybody in the SEC and college football through at least the year 2028. So if you thought he was ready to join the Roy Williams and Mike Krzyzewski's of the world and retire, yeah, that would be wrong. That would be the wrong answer. He's still rocking and recruiting great and winning a ton of games, and that's not going to change one way or the other. We got baseball on the brain, Johnny. The Super Regionals are set if you love college baseball. Mm-hmm. And in the parts of the Deep South, college baseball is a big deal.
We got 16 teams left. You got 8 super regionals starting Friday and Saturday. 6 of the 16 teams are from the Southeastern Conference, and that includes the number one overall national seed, Arkansas. And by the way, the number one national seed has not won the College World Series this century.
Wow.
So Arkansas is the number one seed. They survived a crazy game the other night to get by Nebraska, but the number one team has not won it all in baseball since 1999. So we'll see what happens on that front. But you got 6 from the SEC, 3 from the ACC, all that gets started coming up on Friday and Saturday. And you also have East Carolina. That's alive and well. They'll be going to Vanderbilt. NC State, by the way, will be at number one Arkansas. One other thing, you got Florida State and Oklahoma. The ladies are playing softball. They're the last two teams standing. They both lost their first game in this tournament, and then they've won since to get the showdown, best 2 out of 3. And so you can have a champion there tonight in Oklahoma City, which would be cool. And one more thing, Johnny, some sad news for all of us here in the Charlotte area. Since the last time we got together, Rick Bunnell, who yes. was a tremendous reporter for the Charlotte Observer and really an NBA, just great with the NBA, whether it be the Hornets or anything going on with the NBA, just a really, really nice person, unfortunately passed away at his home at the age of 63. So our thoughts and prayers to not only Rick and his friends and family, but all the colleagues over there at the Charlotte Observer and all the people he touched in his wonderful life. He was a really, really A tremendous reporter and a really, really good guy.
Good man. Sure enough, buddy.
So that's what we got, my man.
All right, Pike. Well, feel like I'm caught up now, buddy. We sure appreciate you.
Now, does that mean we come back like the first week of July or are we back again next week?
Yeah, well, we'll put our heads together on this on our next summer vacation. Since we'll go ahead and count that as spring.
Yeah, well, I know July 4th coming up in the traditional John Boy and Billy vacation rotation. That's about a 2 or 3 week break.
Yeah, we'll have to look at that now. Yeah, we'll look at it, buddy.
All right, y'all be good. Get to work. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you so much, Pac. We appreciate you, buddy. All right, Dan. Well, let's get back to work. Let's play Wordy Word. All right, seems like hard part of Randy's job's coming up here.
Yay.
All right, good work, buddy. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll free line. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. It's a big show on the radio. Humma do your hum day, June the 9th. Video of the day brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. Well, good luck figuring this one out, man. And I say, I ain't never seen anything like that. Billy Pillar said, they ain't never seen anything like that.
You've seen these effects used in different ways. You've never seen them together like this before.
Yeah,
this
is, man, it is really pretty wild stuff. So you got to check it out. Make your daily visit to thebigshow.com. All right, be taking the classic bit requests off the wall coming up in minutes, by the way. But right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The bird, a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Judy from New Tazewell, Tennessee. Judy.
Throw your fingers up.
Judy. And we got Jimmy from Altus, Oklahoma. Jimmy. Morning, Jimmy.
Doesn't work as good.
Can you do Edward G. Robinson right here?
Come on, you guys. Go, you guys. Cut out, you guys. All right, then.
Spot on.
Well, so, Jimmy, you're on Team Tater and Randy. Judy is on the John Boy and Billy side. So, good luck to y'all. Let's have some fun. All right, so Jimmy's relaxing. Me and Judy will go for the first 30 seconds. All right. You ready, Judy?
Ready.
All right, then. Start the clock now. You got 4 fingers and 1
hand.
What? No.
Not.
On your hand. 4 fingers and 1
thumb.
Yeah. All right. You ain't pretty. You are
ugly.
Yeah. All right. I live in a blank down by the river. Well, a rolling thing. The long car is called a mini what?
Man.
Yeah. All right. You men keep their money in their
Wallet.
Yeah. All right. My bad, Judy on the van. I couldn't get, what was his name out of my head?
Chris Farley.
Yeah, thank you. All right, but Judy put a 4 on the board. All right, then. So now Jimmy and Tater for their round one.
Hey, Jimmy, right. You hearing me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good.
All right. Yeah, okay. Fellas got up the camera. All right, here we go. Starting the clock now.
All right, a doctor may take a picture of your broken bone. It's called a what?
X-ray.
Yes, sir. This color is the color of the sun. You know, in
yellow.
A crayon box.
Yep,
yes. This is on your jeans. You pull it up.
Zipper.
Yes, sir. Zipper. You give your kids this. It's like a weekly pay. It's weekly
allowance.
Yes, sir. You may put this on your toast. It's yellow.
Butter.
Comes in a
jam or butter.
Butter. You're right. Butter.
All right. Okay. Well, butter gave you a 5, so Jimmy takes the lead over Judy by 1, and we're going into round 2. All right.
I think Tater got some rest over the holiday.
All right, Judy, you and Billy for 30. Are you ready?
Ready.
And go.
If a knife is not sharp, it's what?
Dull.
Yeah.
There you go. See, if you break out of jail, it's called he blanked from prison.
Escaped.
Yeah.
Yep. Nabisco. Blank Newtons. It's a cookie.
Big.
Big.
Yep. Mother blank.
Nature.
No, she had nursery rhymes. Mother.
A bunch of them.
Hubbard.
No. It's a type of bird, like a duck.
Goose.
Yeah.
Goose.
A flock.
And two of them is two.
Johnny, calm down.
I know. I'm trying to help. I didn't know what to say. That wasn't much help at all.
Well, somebody didn't know what to say. You sure said a lot. Well,
okay, so a 3 on a 4. Judy got a 7. So Jimmy and Randy, 2 to tie and 3 to win.
Just remember, next time, don't go, Billy. He's working over here, you know.
We'll see what happens. Jimmy, are you ready?
No, but let's do it anyway.
Okay. Picking up on that last one, go.
All right, mother who?
Goose.
All right, so if you have more than one goose, what do you have?
Geese.
Yes.
Yeah.
Geese. All right, so a guy with a gun might do this on an airplane.
Hijack.
Yep.
Tied up.
And this is a specific kind of pickles.
Dill.
Yes.
Oh, there we go, Dill then. For the win. Dull and Dill.
Good job, Jimmy.
All right. Doggone it, Judy. Yeah. Geese, kind of. Mother Geese messed you up there.
Dumb.
That's all right.
I've never heard of Mother Geese, but I'm just saying, Judy.
Well, Judy, you can play again any game, anytime, baby. We appreciate you listening to New Tazewell. All right?
All right.
You have a great day. And Jimmy from Altus, Oklahoma, you're a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Got Dill for the win, and now you got some good old Mount Olive Pickles coming your way.
I can't wait.
All right, buddy. Hang on. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Classic bid request of the morning. Got off the wall here. Trina Benfield from Lilburn, Georgia. And Trina says, classic bid request, Forrest Dump with Robert D. You got it, Trina. Coming up next. It's a Big Show on the radio. Take our classic beer requests every weekday morning around this time. Put it on thebigshow.com or John Boy and Billy Facebook page. Tater peruses this morning. Trina Benfield from Lilburn, Georgia. You got your request right here.
Well, Robert D. Rayford, star of stage and screen. He's acting a lot here lately. Mm-hmm. But for his first starring role, it was inspired on his motorcycle trip. Remember? When the call of nature hit him and he didn't have any toilet paper?
Oh, yeah. I remember saying at the time, you know, there's a movie in there somewhere.
Well, here it is.
Francis Ford Owensby presents Robert D. Rayford in his first starring role in a major motion picture.
Don't look like one you know. Don't look like one you know.
they can see me if I'm up there on the road. There's a good log. Oh, there's a penny. Find me some leaves here. Let's see.
Robert D. Rayford in Forrest Gump, based on a true story.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I can hardly stand myself. There's a Rafe monster for you. Oh, hello, officer.
Forrest Gump from Revco Embassy Pictures, rated R.
Show on the radio. Get ready to wrap her up here. You missed any of it? Check it all out. John Boy and Billy's Late Risers Podcast. It'll be up here about an hour, hour and a half. If you do it right, you should subscribe. When Randy uploads it, it'll download automatically on your device. All you need to know is right there at thebigshow.com. And then we talk about our video of the day. We entitled it Good Luck Figuring This One Out. I was here if y'all boys can't figure it out.
No, it's a combination of super slow motion and normal motion. They're combined. It's like a balloon pops in super slow motion, and the guy in real motion time punches through the water. I'm like,
the
I
guy
no
interacts
idea.
With the slow motion in real time. It's crazy.
I have no idea.
It's crazy, yeah.
Man, I'm sure they've got something like that in some movies, you know. This guy's sitting at his table.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, there are some of these things that you see on the internet that you haven't even seen in a movie yet.
Yeah.
And these are normal people that just have some spare time on their hands.
Yeah.
Well, don't oversell the normal people part.
Yeah,
well,
that's true. Yeah.
But anyway, y'all check it out, see what we're talking about. And you visit thebigshow.com. And days, rest of the day for you to celebrate. It's Donald Duck Day. Well, if you can talk like Donald Duck, that is a wonderful deal to use.
And your friends will love it. Do it all day long.
That is the most obnoxious voice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think those that can do it already do.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I think you're right. They don't save up for just Donald Duck Day to do that.
It'd be a great way to mess with telemarketers, though.
All you listeners who do Donald Duck, call and leave Jackie a message.
Oh, it's easy.
Let's find the best Donald Duck in our
country. You know, you can get her direct extension right off the website.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, yeah.
And it is National Earl Day.
Don't do that, Earl.
Yeah, but it's very special for us because that's what we holler all the time. Mm-hmm. Your daddy Earl.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So if you know somebody named Earl, tell him happy day. It's Earl Day. Okay. Well, several things for y'all to do. So that should keep you busy until we get back tomorrow.
Right.
All right, man, let's get it.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's the perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Y'all, hope you have a great rest of your hump day. Hi, work week, downhill here. We'll see you back on tomorrow. We love you and we mean it.
Oh, my God, that bastard left a floater. In the name of all things sacred, that is the most foul-smelling thing ever.